For NPR Illinois, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll. Amid dozens of new lawmakers in the Illinois State Capitol, a few fresh faces are beginning to stand out. And there's one rookie state representative who's planting her flag as an advocate in the area of mental health. Karina Villa is a 40-year-old Democrat representing West Chicago. She's one of seven lawmakers in the House of Representatives whose election flipped a red seat blue from Republican to Democrat.
I said I'm done complaining and I'm going to go out and try to be part of the solution instead.
She was a school social worker for 15 years and says that's actually why she ran for the state legislature.
I saw under the last administration how mental health services in general were dwindling. It was a lot harder to access services for my students. Families that I worked with were in a middle-class community in DuPage County, were really struggling with just meeting basic needs.
Social service agencies, including mental health services, are still licking their wounds after they were decimated by a nearly 3 years-long budget stalemate between former Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and Democratic lawmakers. But Villa says this is a unique time for mental health in the state and across the country that could inspire some real change.
Now, the brilliant thing about being here in Springfield at this time is that people want to talk about it. It's a bipartisan issue on both sides of the aisle. People are now willing to look for solutions and to put resources behind this problem.
And she plans to use that momentum. Villa's first piece of legislation, introduced early last month, would require schools to specifically discuss mental health within the health curriculum for all students. The idea is to help kids recognize the signs of things like depression or anxiety. When presenting the proposal to lawmakers, Villa shared a story about a fifth-grade student who she had concerns about for years. It wasn't until an in-class assignment where students read a Time magazine article about mental health that he made an important discovery.
That student had to be excused from the class and came to see me, and he was in tears. And he looked at me and he said, "Miss Villa, I finally know what's wrong with me. I have depression. I need you to call my parents, and I need you to tell them that this is what I have."
And that's what Villa says she wants to see happen more often. 1 in 5 children have or will have a serious mental illness, according to the National Alliance on Mental Illness. She wants to help children recognize the signs. Those who are opposed to the legislation don't necessarily have a problem with the idea of it.
The way that her bill is written are more goals for what the mental health curriculum is doing, and we think that would be better placed in the Illinois Learning Standards.
That's Zach Messersmith with the Illinois Statewide School Management Alliance. He says adding it to the state standards rather than a curriculum change could prevent it from being another unfunded mandate, requiring schools to have new textbooks, for example. The measure has failed to generate any Republican co-sponsors. It did pass out of the Mental Health Committee unanimously, where lawmakers on both sides of the aisle applauded the freshman lawmaker.
Representative, thank you for bringing this bill forward. Congratulations on your first bill.
Rather than hazing you, I'm going to praise you. I think this is a great bill.
Representative Villa, I just wanted to first say congratulations on an outstanding first bill.
With a vote of 19 yeses, no noes, this bill, House Bill HB 205, will favorably be reported to the House floor. Congratulations, Representative.
I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.